Hello again and welcome to Pick Yourself, the podcast that helps you build a meaningful electronic music career. If your goal is to create and release outstanding music on respected labels, get better bookings and grow a tribe of true fans instead of just social followers, then this show is for you. My name is Philip, thanks for tuning in, and now let's get right into today's episode. Welcome to episode 34 of Pick Yourself. I'm super happy to have you here with me again. This show airs every Tuesday. And for those of you who are new to the show, we also have our own dedicated Facebook group for podcast listeners where you get help, where you can exchange with others. Just go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community. That will forward you to our private Facebook group. And I'm also there. I'm trying to do my best to help you with whatever your problem is right now. So make sure you check that out. I would love to see you there. pickyourselfpodcast.com/community. Okay, now coming to today's topic. We are talking about the big question, what is the best DAW for electronic music? So a DAW or DAW is a digital audio workstation. So something like Ableton Live, Cubase, Logic, Pro Tools, these are all DAWs. And yeah, I get this question quite often. So people are asking me all the time, like, what DAW should I start with? What DAW should I use? Should I maybe switch DAW because I'm using this or that and I consider switching to this other DAW because my friend told me that this is better for XYZ? Yeah, so this is a very special episode because I think this is worth talking about. A DAW is the centerpiece of your studio, so it makes sense to find out what really works for you. And I'm also a big believer that it's better to know different DAWs. Yeah, so even if you are really good at using one DAW, it might be a good idea to sometimes switch things up and produce a track in another DAW. Okay, and just as a short disclaimer here, I don't believe that it makes a huge difference which DAW you use. I don't think that gear overall, whether that's programs, plugins, or whether that's hardware like synthesizers, for example, I don't think that this is the big differentiating factor between success and failure. You as an artist, you have success or you fail to achieve your goals because something else is wrong. But it's definitely not a lack of gear or using the wrong gear or whatever. Yeah. And by the way, if you want to learn a little bit more about what does make a difference for your artist career, go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and you can download a free PDF guide that's called The 7 Strategies of Highly Successful Electronic Music Artists. And in this guide, I have compiled the things that have worked for my most successful studio clients. And these are the things where I believe that they make a real difference. Yeah, it's not whether they used Ableton or Cubase or Pro Tools. So go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and find out for yourself what does make a difference. I still think that it's worth talking about that subject because so many of you have been asking me to do an episode on it, that it just must be something that is really important to you. And you always have that option, by the way, so I'm super open to suggestions. If you have something that you want to have discussed on the show, just reach out. Drop me a comment or reach out via email, philip@kopilko-productions.com. And I'm super happy to hear from you and to get insights into what is moving you, what you're struggling with, what your pain points are, and so on. Good. Let's now come to the actual content of this episode. What is the perfect DAW for electronic music? So the very short answer to this episode question is the perfect DAW for electronic music obviously does not exist. It all comes down to your personal preferences. It comes down to your needs, your workflow, the way you are approaching songwriting, and specific DAWs have certain strengths, certain weaknesses, and I'm trying to categorize them into different categories so it's easier for you to differentiate this one type of DAW from this other type of DAW. And then you can try out these programs and see which one suits you best personally, because without demoing them, without trying them, without actually writing at least one song sketch with them, you cannot really tell what is actually working for you and what is not working. And I think it all comes down to one question in the end. Does it help me produce better music faster? That's all that matters. Does it help me produce better music faster? And with that in mind, you can ignore all the marketing claims of the companies behind these products, just as much as the personal opinion of your buddy Steve, who claims that you can't produce techno if you don't use Ableton, or something like that. And that being said, I think it's important to have some clarity and awareness about what your specific needs are and what workflow you enjoy. If you don't know that, then it's hard to make a decision on which DAWs you want to try out. So if you have been producing for a while already, then you kind of know if you like to work from loops and then build a song out of the loop, or yeah, whatever other workflow is suiting you. If you're completely new to the game, then try to imagine what it could feel like using this program or that program, and just watch some first tutorial videos and see, like, does that sound like something that comes relatively easy to me? Does that feel natural? Yeah. If you're super experienced and you know one program super well, then it might be a good idea to test out another one that is kind of complementary. Yeah. Because that gives you fresh inspiration. It also makes you better in your original DAW that you're used to using. And I've done this a couple of times throughout my studio career, and it's been super refreshing. I really, really enjoy learning new programs and trying out different DAWs, because it always gives me this slap. Yeah, you've been too lazy, you've kind of felt too comfortable in your comfort zone. And yeah, that doesn't mean that I will completely change my main DAW. Yeah, it just means that I'm getting better by learning new aspects of another DAW. And sometimes I even implement parts of that workflow in my original DAW. And so when I say it comes down to your needs and preferences, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, what type of electronic music producer are you? Is your focus mainly on creating loop-based peak time techno tracks, for example? Or are you more into the avant-garde left field type of electronica, ambient stuff and so on? Are you playing your own electronic music live sets? Or is your music mainly for DJ gigs? So all these types of questions play a role, and they need to be considered when you're trying to find the right DAW. And besides that, keep in mind that you can only make a decision after having spent some time with the program. So my recommendation is to demo a couple of DAWs and try to produce at least one song sketch in each one. And at the same time, you have to watch like a couple of introductory tutorials. Yeah, that's clear. At least this like getting started series and so on. Because only reading reviews and following the advice of your friends or maybe even famous users of these programs, that isn't solid enough to base your decision on it. Okay, let's now compare different DAWs and their workflow. So, just a short disclaimer again, Wikipedia lists around 30 commercial and non-commercial DAWs, and that is not even the full list of the available options. So imagine me walking you through 30 different programs in this episode. That would be overwhelming, so I will focus on different groups of programs and then pick out specific examples. And so I will give you a short overview over each category. I will let you know about some pros and cons, and then I will tell you who this is best suited for. Okay, the first category that I want to discuss with you here is the category of loop-based DAWs, which is at least what I call them. Like, for example, Ableton Live and Bitwig Studio. So if you're sitting down and Googling best DAW for electronic music production, a lot of articles will state that Ableton Live is the thing, and maybe also its rivals will pop up in search results. The most notable competitors are Bitwig Studio, Reason, FL Studio, and Acid Pro. This is not so common, but yeah, it also gets mentioned. So these programs are very strong when it comes to layering loops, and programming MIDI patterns, also using MIDI instruments. And also they come with vast sample libraries and virtual instruments that are perfect for the various electronic music genres. So just by listening through the sample packs and seeing what type of sounds are included, you already get a pretty good idea that they're mostly suited for electronic music and the likes of it. That does not mean that you cannot produce other music, of course. Yeah, these are not super specialized, only electronic music DAWs. But yeah, they are mainly focused towards these types of genres like techno, house, electronica, ambient, and so on. Ableton Live and Bitwig are especially well known for also being used in live performances. So firing up scenes of different loops, for example, is super easy with these DAWs. Bitwig is also extremely stable, yeah, compared to Ableton. Ableton tends to crash sometimes, but yeah, Bitwig is one of the most stable programs that I've encountered so far. And yeah, overall, that makes them great companions for live performers. So these loop-based DAWs, they are used heavily in electronic music live performances. And even a lot of traditional bands are now triggering certain loops from these types of programs in their live shows as a whole band. And working with traditional audio recordings, on the other hand, is not the biggest strength of these programs. And I also find their audio editing capabilities a bit too limited. Yeah. So for example, if you want to record and comp and tune vocal tracks, yeah, that, for example, is a breeze with other DAWs. Not to mention like something like multi-mic drum recording. Yeah, doing that and then editing it. This is so much easier in a program like Cubase or Pro Tools or Logic compared to, for example, Ableton. It's just not made for these types of scenarios, I believe. And also, I must admit that mixing and mastering is still not the domain of these loop-based programs. So it's definitely possible to mix and master your own tune in a program like Ableton Live, for example. But I would not want to use it for that purpose in my daily work as a professional mixing and mastering engineer. So I work with so many different clients on so many different songs and projects, and some of them include more than 100 tracks, and I have to label them, I have to structure the session in a certain way, I have to use a lot of advanced grouping and busing features that other programs have. Yeah? But that is not possible in programs like Ableton Live or Bitwig or whatever. They have grouping features, obviously, but they're not to that deep level that I need as a professional mixing and mastering engineer. And to be honest with you, I think that's perfectly fine. So not every program needs to go to that deep level. And if you just want to make your own track sound great, yeah, you're good to go. You can do it with these programs with absolutely no problem. Okay, let's now come to the pros and cons here. Some definite pros are they are great for loop-based idea creation. They have fantastic MIDI capabilities. The stock samples and virtual instruments work great for electronic music in most of these programs. They are very well suited for live performances and relatively easy to learn. This is also something that I hadn't mentioned before. So most of these programs are really easy to just get something going if you're new to this. The cons are they are not very strong at recording and editing traditional audio material. They have limited mixing and mastering workflow possibilities, and this loop-based workflow sometimes gets in the way of actually finishing a song. So a lot of people, for example, in Ableton's session view, a lot of people get stuck in that window, basically, and they never switch over to the arrangement mode and actually put stuff in. So they have a collection of great loops going, but it's really hard for them to bring them to the finish line. There are some workarounds with that, and I will probably also do an episode specifically on arrangement. But yeah, this is definitely a big problem for some people, that they get stuck in the loop with these loop-based programs. And so, who is the perfect user for these types of programs? So loop-based DAWs are perfect for electronic music producers who want to quickly try out ideas and experiment with different approaches. And most of these programs are easy to learn and provide the user with sample libraries and instruments that fit in that context of electronic music really well. So if you want to work with a lot of just stock sounds to begin with, to get things started, then this is definitely a great choice. Also, if you are somebody who's doing a lot of live performances or wants to do a lot of live performances, then Bitwig and Ableton, for example, they deserve extra attention here because they have done a great job in this area overall. Okay, let's come now to the second category here, and that is hybrid DAWs like Cubase, Logic, and Studio One. So if you're trying to find the best DAW for electronic music, but you feel that this loop-based workflow of programs like Ableton Live isn't your thing, you might want to have a look at this category of, I call them hybrid DAWs. So this is not an official name, it's just something that I chose because I feel the programs like Cubase or Logic, they have done a great job of combining this classic audio recording and editing workflow with newer technologies and stuff like advanced MIDI programming and digital sound design and so on. So DAWs like Cubase, Logic, Studio One and others, they offer this best of both worlds approach. They can be used in large recording, mixing and mastering sessions, but they also aren't shy of beat making and sound design functionalities. And what I especially like about these programs are the advanced grouping and busing features that I've talked about before. They are very important if you want to organize a large mixing session, for example. And yeah, I must admit that loop-based DAWs like Ableton Live, for example, are getting better at this feature, but still, they don't even come close in my opinion. And if we talk about the internal sample libraries and virtual instruments and so on, I feel that they are a bit more diverse compared to the loop-based DAWs. They are less focused on electronic music genres, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing depending on what you need and what your goals are. Overall, I'm observing that these types of hybrid DAWs are starting to pick up more and more features of creative beatmaking programs like Ableton, but still, they aren't on par yet with the fast creation workflow of loop-based DAWs. We just have to be fair here in this comparison. And so the pros of these hybrid DAWs are they offer the best of both worlds, so traditional audio tasks, but also progressive sound design and MIDI programming and so on. They have great routing and busing flexibility for advanced mixing tasks, also great for audio editing. They have a more diverse sound library and also virtual instruments for different genres and also presets for different genres that I feel just give you a wider range of options in my opinion. But that also leads us directly to the cons because they just feel less specialized compared to the loop-based DAWs, less specialized in electronic music. And also, they are not as fast and intuitive for beat making and idea generation compared to loop-based DAWs. And overall, they are more complex and therefore also harder to learn, I feel. So if you want to get started with Ableton, it's usually a lot faster and easier compared to getting started with something like Cubase. So, who is it for now? Who is the perfect user for these hybrid DAWs? So, if you're looking for the perfect DAW for electronic music, but you're also interested in the more traditional way of working with audio material, for example, working with recordings, with live recordings, and editing them, and so on, then you might enjoy working with a program like Cubase, for example. And also, when it comes to mixing, mixing complex sessions will feel like a breeze compared to a loop-based DAW. You just have so many great audio routing and busing functionality, and just the workflow for mixing is way better in my opinion. And if you don't need that loop-based workflow of a DAW like Ableton, then these hybrid DAWs are definitely a go-to option. Now, at this point, some of you might be wondering why I didn't mention Pro Tools in the category of hybrid DAWs. Well, Pro Tools to me is kind of the grandmother of audio programs. So many of you have already heard of Pro Tools. In conversations, this program is often referred to as the standard in high-end studios. And while this has certainly been the case for many years, I don't find it to be true anymore. That has to do with the whole studio landscape having changed a lot. So from large commercial facilities in the pre-internet era to small operations like my own mixing and mastering studio today. So it's just not that important anymore to have one studio standard program that everybody uses and that everybody can bring their sessions and just automatically open it up there. So first of all, the high-end studios to this day, they have Pro Tools, but they also have all other programs installed usually. And many people just come there with their laptop with their own program and just plug it in. So this whole thing of Pro Tools being a studio standard is not true anymore, in my opinion. So the great thing about Pro Tools is that it kind of digitally replicates many aspects of the traditional large format console workflow. And this can be great, especially when you're learning the basics, when you really want to understand how things belong together in the audio world, understanding digital signal workflow, for example. I think Pro Tools sometimes makes it a little bit harder for you to get to a certain end result, but through this way of having to group things or bus things within Pro Tools, you learn a lot about how audio signal flows. And that is one of the most important aspects of understanding how a studio works overall. So Pro Tools is a great way of learning the basics while still having all these modern options available. Stuff like Command-Z, Total Recall, and so on. That is great to have. And yes, Pro Tools could be put in the category of hybrid DAWs, but if I'm brutally honest, I must say that it doesn't handle modern sound design and MIDI beat making and so on as easily as the other programs. It just feels rooted in the traditional audio world and cannot really break free. So a lot of the exciting tools and features that are being implemented in the hybrid DAWs just keep missing in Pro Tools, and they are being added years after, where I'm just asking myself, why? Why the hell did they wait for so long to just steal that feature? And that is not necessarily a bad thing, but you should consider it when deciding on which DAW you want to use for electronic music. So the pros of Pro Tools are that it's great for learning the traditional workflow. It's still very popular in the bigger commercial studio facilities. And for example, if you want to do an internship in a big studio, yeah, it's most likely to be mandatory that you know at least like the basics of Pro Tools. And it's still very strong in the audio recording, mixing, and editing domain. The cons of Pro Tools, it's not as progressive as the other hybrid DAWs. Modern sound design and MIDI editing features, yeah, it just doesn't feel as effortless as in other programs. And some of the features are still missing to this day. And it just seems to often lag behind on innovative features. So who is this for? If you want to learn the traditional way of operating a large commercial studio, learning Pro Tools makes a lot of sense. But even for people who simply want to use the DAW just as a tape machine, to just record, edit, and mix their analog synths, for example. Yeah, Pro Tools offers everything you need. Yeah, you don't need these like super innovative features that other DAWs maybe have. Okay, and besides Pro Tools, I also have another special mention when it comes to DAWs, and that is Reaper. And this gets a special mention because Reaper is the only DAW that is basically fully customizable in almost any aspect. That's so crazy. Reaper is really, really flexible, and even if it isn't really an open source program, it almost feels like one. The developers carefully listen to their users and generally to things that other DAWs are missing, and they implement it. They implement these cutting-edge features on the fly all the time, and that's super great to see. Just to give you an example, if you are into 3D sound applications, almost all other DAWs don't stand a chance. So even if they have basic 3D audio capabilities, Reaper is just leagues ahead. And I think this is probably going to change in the next years, just because the topic of 3D audio and ambisonics and so on is getting pretty huge right now. But yeah, for the time being, this just proves once again that Reaper is very, very progressive in what types of features they implement. And another great thing about Reaper is that it's super affordable. Yeah, you pay $60 for a discounted license, and this is incredible. This is such a good deal when you think about what it offers you in terms of functionality. And this discounted license, you can get that, for example, as a student, but also if you're just using it for personal use or if you're not making more than $20,000 a year, which is already, yeah, quite a lot of money you have to make from your music, first of all. So this level of customization and functionality also means that it involves a pretty steep learning curve. Yeah, so if you want to use this program to its full potential, you're going to have to study countless tutorials and nerd forums and so on. Yeah, for basic functions, I think it's not more difficult than any other program, just like Cubase or something. So the pros of Reaper are it's very flexible. They often implement advanced features first before any other DAW. There are great customization options, for example, your own skins, so it looks the way you want, or yeah, even short commands and so on. You can customize that and create macros, program really interesting, fast macros. And it's super affordable, of course. The cons are it is not as intuitive as some other programs, and also it can become very complex. So who is this for? If the depth of this program doesn't scare you, it's a great option, I think. It might not be as intuitive as some of the competitors, but it comes at an absolutely unbeatable price point and it has everything you could wish for. So Reaper is definitely a good solution. All right, these were my different categories of DAWs, and now I come to the question that I also get asked a lot. What is my personal DAW setup? So before I jump into this, please remember there is no such thing as the perfect DAW for electronic music. So don't just blindly trust the programs that I use. Yeah, don't use them because I use them. Find out for yourself if it's a good fit or not. So I use, first of all, Ableton Live for producing and arranging. In my opinion, nothing beats this super fast and intuitive workflow of Ableton Live. I must say that I use both the session view and the arrangement view. I cannot really say that I have a workflow of just putting everything in the session view first and then copying the clips over to the arrangement view. I kind of do a mixture of both, and I have found my own workflow that tends to be really fast. So when it comes to quickly writing and arranging songs, this program definitely is my weapon of choice. But then when it comes to mixing or to advanced sound design, I go for Cubase. Cubase was my first DAW, and I still consider it the best all-rounder. For many years, I've written, arranged, produced, mixed, and mastered using only this one program. And it was fine. I could still do it to this day, no problem. At some point, though, I felt the need to experiment a little bit more and spice up my workflow. And this was when I discovered Ableton Live, and it got me hooked for just producing and writing. Still, I do all my professional mixdowns and also a lot of critical sound design work in Cubase. I just love this clever routing and the way you can, yeah, structure your session. I love the nice workflow you have in larger sessions. And ultimately, as a professional mixing mastering engineer, that allows me to work really fast and really efficiently on other people's productions. That is super important for my daily work. I don't need any fiddling around here and there. I just have a very streamlined workflow that I can trust and rely on, and it just works. Yeah. So I love Cubase. I could still do everything in it, but that does not hold me back from using other programs as well, just because I love switching up my workflow and, yeah, using specialized programs for certain tasks. And last but not least, for mastering, I use Wavelab. So I haven't even mentioned Wavelab here before because it's so damn specialized that it doesn't even play a role here for you. I'm a diehard user of Wavelab when it comes to mastering because it allows me to batch certain tasks, a lot of the tedious work. It has unrivaled sound quality and it offers everything a mastering engineer could wish for. But yeah, as I've said, this is so specialized and so deep that it doesn't really make sense for you to also learn that program right now if you're not trying to become a professional mastering engineer. This is the only reason why you should probably check that out. If you just want to master your own song, then just stick with whatever program you use. It's most likely going to be enough. So that's it for the DAW comparison. Now let's come to our action steps. So choosing the perfect DAW for electronic music, let's find out how you can do this. You now have a pretty good overview of the different types of audio workstations. Let's see how you can choose the one that suits you best. My three action steps for you are, first of all, analyze your needs and workflow preferences. So, what type of music producer are you and how does your typical workflow look like? Do you plan to perform your songs live? Are you comfortable working in loops, first of all, or does it help you to have this full arrangement from the beginning? And which needs do you have in regards to traditional audio recording and editing? So all these types of questions help you find out what category of DAW might be interesting for you. Action step number two, demo DAWs, but don't demo more than three. Finding the perfect DAW for you doesn't mean you need to test 10 different programs. Start with one, two, or maybe three that seem to be doing what you need and demo them. And make sure you try to produce at least one song sketch in every of these DAWs. It doesn't help to create only a loop because many features will remain untested if you just create a loop and see how that goes. Action step number three, if you are already a pro user of one DAW, consider learning a second one. So knowing one program in and out is crucial, but when you stop learning new things, it's time to move on and add a second DAW to your arsenal. And the reason behind this is simple. You challenge yourself again and you spice up your workflow. And that is a really good thing, believe me. I've tried it out many times and it has always been beneficial also for, yeah, my knowledge of the DAW that I already know. Creatively speaking, working in a different DAW opens up a lot of new possibilities because you have to experiment again. And this can yield great results. Sometimes you will be a little bit stuck and you have to watch a tutorial and so on to know how to do a certain thing. But then you also stumble upon some random function or a new tool and you try it out and suddenly it clicks and generates really interesting new creative results that you just would have not experienced in that way with your old DAW. All right, now that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you want to participate in the discussion on these topics, then just go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community and join the private Facebook group, because there we have a dedicated discussion thread for every single episode and you can leave a comment there. But you can also, if you don't want to join that group, leave a comment on pickyourselfpodcast.com, because we have a detailed blog post for every single episode and you can just start a discussion there. I would love to hear from you. I read everything, I promise, and I will most likely respond. If this podcast has inspired you to take action to grow your artist career in a meaningful way, don't forget to go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and grab a copy of The 7 Strategies of Highly Successful Electronic Music Artists. And yes, this is a completely free resource, but I believe it can really make a difference for your artist career. So head over to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and see you on the other side then. Bye-bye. If you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And you can find detailed blog posts for every single episode on pickyourselfpodcast.com. Until then, see you next time.